Dear brothers and sisters, yesterday's talk, it was on spirituality, what it is. It was explained that it is no spiritism, no spiritualism, no hypnotism, and no mesmerism. Moreover, it is no, what should I say, isms of any religion, outer forms. So it was God is spirit, we concluded that God is spirit, and we are spirit in man. As God is eternal, we are also eternal. So spirituality is only to know oneself by rising above body consciousness and by self-analysis and to know God. This is purely a subject of self-analysis. So you see the teachers are required in all cases of pursuits, inner or outer, who are adept in those subjects. Even when the child is born, his teachers are his parents, his brothers, his sisters. When they go to school, they've got their teachers there. When they take up any outer subject, we need the guidance of somebody who is adept in that subject. Take the case of a cooking. The cookbook is there, which gives details of how vegetables are cooked. We need the practical guidance of some cook. In his guidance, we become also good cooks. Take the example of aeroplane. Their books are written how the certain parts of the aeroplane are, how to assemble them, and how to work on them. By reading only books, you won't be able to do it. But you know even not the what parts are meant for what purpose. There also you need somebody who knows what is aeroplane is, what different parts are meant for what purpose. And then you are trained under his guidance, so you have to rise up into the atmosphere. I have, last time you told me, 35,000 feet high. So can you give that plane in the hand of somebody, new one? Or can you do it, know yourself, how the aeroplane works, how to rise, go up, how to descend? So this is something practical. Similarly, the spirituality is a practical subject. We have got scriptures with us. What do they contain? They contain the statements of those who rose above body consciousness, traversed into the beyond. They had different experiences of different kinds. They contain all experiences they had of all masters whenever they came, and this is by reading scriptures only, can you know how to rise above body consciousness? That is only a physical thing. Here we have got macrocosm and the microcosm. We have got physical body, how we can rise above physical body, how we can traverse into the astral plane and further to the causal plane, how to transcend all planes. Do you think only by reading scriptures you become an adept in that? That is rising into heavens outside, and that is rising into the young. So you find, say, we need somebody. When we need teachers in all outer subjects, do we not need anyone's guidance, which is a subject When you rise above body consciousness, first of all, you see how to rise above body consciousness. Yogis have spent hundreds of years to rise above body consciousness. Is there some adept like that who can give you demonstration how to rise above body consciousness? And even not that is not only. You know that much also is that sufficient? Maharana Rumi says is a more dangerous inside rather than outside. Take somebody who has been to that place. He gives that if you want to pay a visit to the place of pilgrimage, it is always better to take some guide with you who may have been to that place of pilgrimage. Who that may be, he says he may be a Hindu. He may be Arab. Anybody. So in the spiritual way we do need somebody which should be able to give us a demonstration of how to rise above body consciousness. First thing. Then how to tell us in, you know, which way to follow. Here in outer world you see if you lose one road, you have to go round and round and cannot come to the right place. So my purpose is, all scriptures say there need of somebody. These all scriptures which are with us, what do they contain? Only go on reading? Can by reading alone you can have that experience what is given in the scriptures? So without two guides, call him by any name like now. And without, did you see the driver is there and motor is there, I mean the, what, the patrol is not there? Right? So both ways require. What is way back to actually God? God, when he wanted to be managed, there was vibration. The vibration resulted in two things, light and sun. So if you have a ray of the sun, if you catch it and ride on it, that will take you where? To the place from where it emanated, to the actual God. So proper guidance also required, of course. But there's something to ride on which can take you to that ultimate goal. So Master tells us, unless you have some guidance of the adept who travels into the beyond, his body is working in the world, but the soul is in tune with that power working through him. He appears to be engaged in all outer pursuits, but wherever he wants, he rises above body, conscious and traverses into the beyond at his own will and pleasure. This is what is called by the masters to be rebound. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. So first step is how to rise above body consciousness. We have identified with the body. So there are methods and methods which involve pranas and outer faculties and sometimes intellect by drug influences. But only you got a practical demonstration by somebody who is adept that way, then you know how to rise above body consciousness. So we do need, Guru Nanak said, you may be reading for years and years, months and days, all through life, unless you know how to rise above body consciousness and open the inner eye to see the light of God, what is use of doing? Tulsi says, you may have read the four Vedas, 18 Puranas, 9 Vyakarans, and 6 Shastras. You may be reading day and night and you know, taking on that, giving very wonderful lectures on that. Could you know who you are? Your attention. Your drop of all attention was gone. And unless you know yourself, withdraw yourself from the body in outer environments, and you are brought in contact with the God into special power, which is what is called Nama, or world, which has two aspects, light and sound. So it is just reading all these books, just a parasite, go on repeating. Of course, this has some value. These are good actions meant for God. But seeing is something else. Reading is something. Reading only can create a new interest. We should go and see. So mere reading alone won't help you. So this is the way to fool those who are innocent. You may be intellectual very much, in all degrees of the world. I submit to you, when I was at Lahore, under me one Christian superintendent working under me, he was a librarian of the Lahore church, whose bishop was considered to be the highest in all, and most advanced in all India. I asked the superintendent, go and ask him what this bell ring stands for. And what did he reply? It is only to call men together. Well, in churches you go like that, but in temples you go, the man who had to hear rings the bell. So learned man is not supposed to know everything. This is something of the beyond. Outer learning can help us to a certain extent to understand certain things. To a certain extent, not all. So it is a cycle where the world philosophy says, there the religion starts. Religion means leaning back, leaving to mind. How to first withdraw ourselves from the body outside and environment and know ourselves, and then come in contact with the God into expression power. So this is what is called spirituality or religion, what you say. Social bodies are different from that. So we are fine, you see, in Matthew, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them unto babes. What does that mean? Apparently, O Lord, I am thankful, very grateful to you that you have kept this great wisdom away from the worldly wise and intellectual people and revealed the secret only to those who are innocent as it is. That is why Christ said, suffer little children to come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom. So we have to innocent, become innocent first. With love for all, with enmity nobody. So for that all Master said, without a guide, true guide within you cannot have any access whatsoever. Guru Nanak said, which has been made was a mandate from God, unless you meet someone who is the Master of this, who is world made flesh, you cannot reach in and you cannot be have salvation. Then it well all of all people, then don't be in this delusion that you will go off your own hell. So Master, when they come for the challenge, saying, all right, who want going back to home, let them come up. Who speaks that the God is in him? So all the scriptures, whether the East or the West, when you go into it, they all say, we need somebody to teach us. The very step, how to withdraw from outside, yogis have taken hundreds of years to rise above physical body. And if somebody, with God's grace, comes up and gives you a demonstration of how to rise above body in little or no time, then what more do you want? But it is said it is a great blessing to have a living master. That is why you see, come unto me all that ye labor, Christ said. When they come, they say, come unto me. Because they speak on the strength of God in them. They don't speak of themselves. They speak as inspired by God. They are quite conscious co-worker of the divine plan. and freely, and our heavenly laden, and I will give thee rest. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So when all masters who come, they are world made flesh, they give out the same thing to the people who meet them in their lifetime. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. And he that seeth me, him that sent me. So I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. As I quoted you before from the East, so many, all cities, come on please. Guru word means who can remove the darkness from before your eyes and light is manifest. When God wanted to have you work on creation, then there was light. And that light is in each one of us. That's why I said, take heed that the light within you is not darkness. Master comes, says, Christ said, I have come to make those people see who do not see. And those who see, they may be blind. So it is a feat of our attention, training of the attention. You are attention. It is you who are living the world. It is you when your attention outside the world is before you. When you will die, there is no one. So great is man. So masters have been coming from time to time. And you now say, those who have had the man body and not met the two masters, even if he has met the two masters and he is not living up to his commandments, when what is his? Then he says, there as if they have never born. They have not derived the full benefits from the man body. Buddha Chavali went to his master. He says, I have wasted all my life in doing outward things and not God. To God, when I only had it when I met my master. So before meeting a master, all our life is as if it were lost. So for that reason, you see, it is necessary we need somebody who is expert on the way. So now we want to see what is a master. Master is, you see, Guru Nanak was asked, who is your master? He said, Shabad is my guru, master. And my soot, my attention is his disciple. What the word Shabd means? God is a Shabd. When it came into expression, it is called Shabd. And Shabdi is the God into expression power, which is the maker of whole universe, controller of the universe, of all universe, and permeating all universe. So God is wordless. When it came into being, it is called world. In the beginning was the world. World was with God, and world was God. And all creation came into being after the world. And what a master? World made flesh. God is nameless. When it came into expression, it is called Nam. And Nam is the creator of all universe, that resides in all. He resides in the very man body. We can see when we rise up to that level. He is the subtlest of the subtlest. If we rise up to that level, we, in our eyes are open, we'll see him. Kabir was asked, who is you, Master Guru? And where are you? He said, my guru is above the eye level. And I am in the body. So guru brought my attention, my soul into contact with God at His presence. Now I am always with Him and He is in me. Exactly the same word given in other languages to show what they feel. So Bible says, word made flesh and dwelt amongst us. I am quoting you parallel things only to bring one home that the basic teachings of all masters have been changed, whether the East or the West. In the sixth scriptures he said that word does manifest in the human body and is God the Guru. He says that way, he says that. Tell Guru Adar, who is your Guru? He says, who was in the beginning, who is now, and who live forever in beyond, he is my Guru. So in which is manifest, he resides in every heart, but somewhere is manifest. The manifest of God in man is the Guru. We respect the body in which that is manifested, because on account of his guidance, as he gave you some examples of the aeroplane and other things, he tells us how to rise above body consciousness, how you are there to enliven your outer faculties with which you work. And you know yourself by self-analysis, rising above body consciousness, how to rise above, and you get the demonstration of it, you see that power controlling in the universe. So who is a Guru? Who is Word made flesh? The Word is in Him and He is the Word. And who is following that path and teaches other paths the same, sit at the feet? So Master never says we are the Guru, we are Sahaja. He simply says we are the messengers of God. Kabir said, I have come from the beyond, from the feet of the Master, from God, and I have brought a message for you. He wants three children in child to come back home. These very words, Christ said, I came from the Father into the world. And again I leave the world and go to my Father. Are they not kind? Shamas Tabrez said, in his man body the Son of God is manifest. So Bulisha said, he took the form of a man and came here just to awaken the world. Children, you have been separated from God years back. You have not yet been back to your true home. Come back. He sent us into the world. Someday we are in His lap. Ever since we have separated, we have been under the command of mind. And mind is under the command of outward faculties, and outward faculties have given us like anything to the outer enjoyments. We are identified with it so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. When God sees the plight of our plight like that, we are very unhappy. So He takes the manifest in the form of a body, man body, and comes to open the door. Come on, go back home. So Kabir said, with the outer eyes, Ram, God and Kabir appear to be two bodies. Only to those who have got no word made flesh to guide. Who can take you to God? There are no brother, no sister, no parents. If he wants somebody guides back to God, it means he is in there, you see. So for that reason you see Master always comes to guide us. This is, now remains what is function in your life. Somebody asked me yesterday, what is the function of a Master? Namdev says that God has manifested in the body. Well, that very body is the God. Pai Nandlal, a great devotee of the tenth Guru, He undertakes on a poem of Hafiz. Hafiz says, if you want to meet God, leave all the house and the home and the world and go to a wilderness. And Nandar says, well, look here, here's the God standing before you. Will you find this Guru? Why to go to the world if he's not here? He's here in everybody. Where his manifest, go to his feet. So God is great, you see. Maulana Rumi says, he says, I'm so great with all my creation, all my universes that I created, they are not sufficient to contain me. I alone. He says, but saying now, I manifest the heart of a master. You want me, come out there. These are all things which go to show great is man. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is within me. The Father is within me and I am within the Father. This is quite so. How clear words is it? So my purpose is to lay before you that who is the master? What is their function? They come to make people see who do not see, and those who see to make them blind. When our attention is down from outside, all is down. It is our attention that sees all these things. When you put your whole attention within you, which is dark, that light source. So Guru is the Shabda, is the word made flesh, and is a link between man and God, and this link of Shabda, light within you. Who can do that, he is Godable. He is called a master. If people do not understand what the scriptures say about a master, just as without a pilot you cannot fly the aeroplane clear to 35,000 feet high, without a guru you cannot fly beyond the physical body. It is a demonstration of that. So what is the function of a master? Just to make you rise above body consciousness, give you contact with the light and sound principle of God. Nada, the voice of God, the music of the sphere. Where it will lead you, light and light will see where you are. And sound principle will be guiding you where to go. So Guru Nanak says, those who have got the perfect master, they are given the contour of the sound principle, which is the guiding principle. Where to go? You have a sound, you have some sound, and you naturally be drawn to the place from where that sound was coming. So this is direct way back to God. In this yoga, this is the natural yoga of the sound current. In this, no hypothesis required to be made. Direct way back to God. Because it gives you contact with the light and sound principle which emanates from the absolute God, wordless state. In all of the yoga you have some hypothesis to make or draw inferences. So as such like persons, you know, call them by the name persons. Word made flesh is born, he says, we are born. We have got the only two eyes that we have got outside, two limbs, he walks like us. But he is the bread of life that comes down from heaven, as Christ said. Akhand Pujanti, Pujantira, they are such a thing. It is the bread of life that has come down from heaven. Whosoever partaketh of it shall have everlasting life. They give you the bread of life, the water of life, which is light and sound principle of the God into special power. You have physical food to make your body strong. You got learning, etc., to give you strength to the intellect. What food you give to your soul, which is conscious entity. So master come here to give that water of life. that bread of life. Or when you get it, when you rise above body consciousness.
Good morning and welcome to the satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. The recording you listened to was an evening talk given at the Unitarian Church on November 14, 1972 in San Francisco, California. Our reader this morning is Pradeep Sethi. Hello, Pradeep.
Good morning. I would be continuing to read from the Light of Kirpal question and answer sessions. Last I had stopped midway through chapter 35, titled, Be the Master of Yourself. So, what does master do? Listen carefully, I would say now. You know, it is we who give strength to the outgoing faculties to work. If we are not there, outgoing faculties do not work. I gave you an example the other day. When you are sitting quite absorbed in something, if somebody calls you once, twice, thrice, you do not hear. He comes up to you and says, well, dear friend, I have called you so many times. Why don't you reply? You say my attention was somewhere else. Unless the attention is in the ears, ears don't work. Unless the attention is in the eyes, eyes won't see. Attention is to be controlled. How to control? If you withdraw completely, concentrated at one center, the outgoing faculties will not disturb you. The outward things also won't attract your outgoing faculties. You know the whole machinery of the body is working on account of us, is it not? When you leave the body, it is a dead machinery lying there. So what does master do? He first gives you a control to your own body. How? By giving you a lift, an experience, a demonstration to be there. They, masters, give you something to stand on. If you are fully absorbed, there the whole machinery stands. So somebody asked Guru Arjan, what did master do for you? He said, he made me the master of my body. I am the queen of the body. Well, how many servants have you got? He said, 10. 10 servants. Who are they? 5 outgoing faculties, physical outgoing faculties, and 5 inner working through them. So, 10 servants you have got, but they have run amok, revolted, they drag you anyway. When you concentrate there, then all outgoing faculties do not work. So, first lesson which he gives us is to learn to do that. Now, we are dragged by the outgoing faculties. The outgoing faculties are dragged by outward enjoyments. And outward enjoyments control the outgoing faculties. Outgoing faculties control the mind. And mind is controlling the intellect. And the poor spirit is being dragged, just like in a chariot that is drawn by so many horses. The driver is there. The horses are controlled with the reins. And the man who is sitting in the chariot is being dragged by them. It is something like that. So we are in the chariot of the body. Outgoing faculties are the horses, each running in its own way, and mind is controlling. So if you concentrate, it is the mind that gets strength from you. If you are centered there, then mind and intellect are the horses. That is what is with you the very first day. Intellectuals might understand in that way, when you are withdrawn from all outside, the result will be you are spirit. God is spirit, and spirit is God. You are a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. Naturally, that will go back to its own source. It is but natural, just like a lit candle. The flame goes upward always. If you upturn it, even then it will go up. Why? Because the source of light is the sun outside. You come down to the earth because its source is there. So mind is material. It will always lead you to the downward things. And when you are cut off from all these things, naturally you will want God. Nowadays, we have got airplanes. Previously, we had hydrogen balloons. They were filled with hydrogen gas and were tied down to the earth with some rope. When those ropes were cut, they flew into the air. It is something like that. You see, when you are cut off from all outgoing faculties, naturally, the soul will go to the oversoul. It is but natural. I would say we have got a real innate hankering to go to our own nature, source, God. If outward penances or other methods are done, it is just like a lady who is going to be married away and always trying different ornaments. It is all outward. Whatever method you adopt, you sing, you do this or that ritual, this is only to prepare you for meeting God. That's all. But unless you are the master of your own self, you cannot proceed further. You are dragged like anything. So first thing is to be withdrawn. This is the very first lesson given to you. And also something is given to stand on within you, on God, the outward expression of which is light and sound. It is very scientific, very natural. If you understand me and live up to it, you'll become like I am too. The ABC will start from there. Now, we are not completely withdrawn. We are dragged by outward things. If you put in more time and become absorbed in the light and sound principle within, then naturally, what will be the result? You will have bliss there. Now, mind won't permit you to go in, but once it has tasted that bliss, it will never like to come out. So that is why I say, put in more time. In a few months, you must have that bliss. Then naturally, whenever you have vacant time, you'll try to go in. Yes? Question. Master, we have desires. All of us have desires. They vary from person to person, but is it necessary to live out the desires to fulfill them? Or can we, by meditating, Master interrupts, what desire? Carnal desires should be avoided. How can you control yourself? Outward, give and take as a reaction of the past, that is something else. Desire, you say, you want to drink, then you want to drink, you desire to drink. Question, drink what? Wine? No. Master, then be desireless. All masters say this. Lord Buddha says, be desireless. It is desires that drag you out. Question, sometimes I have read that you can't leave this world until all our desires are fulfilled. Master, not desires, but the reactions of the past. Never sows new seeds, which will have to be reaped. Past give and take should be wound up. If you go on enjoying desires, they play hell like anything. If a butcher desires to kill animals, do you think it is all right? You are conscious entities. You are men, not animals. You have to know yourself, and ultimate goal is to know the overself. You have to leave all things that bind you to the outside. Let give and take be reconciled. That is another thing. But desires, carnal desires, I would say now, let me use the word carnal desires or outward desires that bind you to the outside world, have to be used in a temperate way, so that they may not stand in your way to God. Question, by meditation, they can be washed away. Master, I told you just now, you become master of your outgoing faculties. For that, you have been given a demonstration. Well, go on with it. You will be absorbed into it. And outward things won't affect you. You will become air-conditioned. This is the first lesson to be learned. And this is the first lesson given by all masters, the very first day, a demonstration of which is given. We do not appreciate the valuable thing we have received. You always receive outward desires. I just told you, mind is material. It will always drag you to the material things. Soul is not material. It is conscious. It will go to all consciousness. When it is cut off from all outside, ultimately everything boils down to that. Can you know yourself? Sometimes you have a dip, then you are dragged outside. You have not become the master of your body. The ABC starts when you rise above body consciousness. Body consciousness comes only through outgoing faculties. We are identified with the body and outside world, so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. Go on, do it, and you will see the further way very clearly, and you run up like anything. It is worldly desires only that drag us down. If you are like that, you leave the body at death with nobody to care after you. Then you will have to come back. The initiates have a concession. What? You know what? It's given in the books. They won't come back lower than man body. Yes? Yes? Why? Devotee, because the seed is in them. The only way the seed could fructify. Master, that's right. That's all right. If he has love for a ruling passion for the master, then, devotee, then he won't have to come back. Master, that's all right. He will go where the master will go. If he is not to return, how can you return? So this is what I am telling you. See, don't ruminate over books. I would say now, read, understand, but understanding intellectually also won't do anything unless you live up to it. You sit in meditation, all right, the world is not there, but when you come out, the world is there. It is you who make the world. Yes? Devotee, master, if a person is, master intervenes, I wish your ifs and buts to be finished. They will be finished only if you live up to what you have been told. All right, go on. Devotee, if a person is very starving or very hungry all day long and all he can think about is where he is and going to get his next meal from, then isn't it more difficult for him to have desire for God? Because all the his desires are for food. And master again intervenes, you must earn your livelihood. Stand on your own legs. Don't depend on others. If you are dependent, it is better to die. Earn your own livelihood. Stand on your own legs. Earn your livelihood by the sweat of your brow and share with others. Devotee, won't it be hard for that person to progress spiritually because all his desires are for food and shelter? Master, one is carnal desire, the other is spiritual desire. Learn to differentiate between the two. One is noble desire, the other will keep you down. Digest it, grasp it. When you grasp it, live up to it. Even if you don't grasp it, in one book, other books give the same thing from a different view. It is 9:30. Pity I have to run up there to Manav Kendra. Enjoy your meditations. Do the best you can. Devotee, do you give satsang for the Indian people anytime here in Rajpur? Master, what is satsang? This is satsang. if it clarifies certain things by heart-to-heart talk, lecturing only gives theory to you, so that you may grasp something. Direct talks are given here, clearly, just like the cracking of the almond to give you the real thing. Casing is taken off and only real things are given. Devotee, an Indian tailor downtown said he thinks he would like to see you. And so I said in the morning here, Master, they are welcome any time. This is satsang. These heart-to-heart talks given to you are the very gist of the whole thing. But in satsang, it is by radiation that you get it. Things become very clear. The same thing given in books will not be so clear now, because the charging and the words coming from the heart go into the heart. Only an arrow which has been drawn to the breast will go to the target. If it is not drawn to the breast, then it will fall down. So words coming out of the heart go to the heart of the people. That's the point. Next chapter, Remember the God in Him, Christmas Talk, 1970. So, happy Christmas Day to you all. We should rejoice in the birthdays of all God-men who came to earth from time to time to guide the child humanity. We have respect for all. The best way of celebrating a great man's life is not by singing, eating, or drinking. The best way is to follow the teachings they give. First of all, they say that there is God. There is my Father. They have seen. They say so. Saints speak of what they see, not as a matter of feelings or drawing inferences. They say we have seen. They have not only seen, but they have. They also profess that I and my Father are one. He is in me and I am in Him. People ask Christ to just show them the Father. What did He say? Who has seen me has seen my Father. Who has seen me has seen my Father. If you can't believe whom you see, then how can you believe in Him whom you have not seen? Do you follow me? So, God manifests. He resides in every heart, of course, but He fully manifests in some human body. We respect that body. Masters never say, I am Father. They say, I and my Father are one. He is working through me. But they never forget the Father. Some so-called great men never talked of Father. I am giving you a delicate point now, very delicate. 10th Guru, Guru Gobind Singh, was one of the saints who gave the clue to where he was in the last birth. Very few saints have done this. He said, I was at such and such a place. I was there. I was doing penances, so much so that I and my Father became one. So God ordered me to go to the world. He did not like to come and give up the bliss, you see, but God persuaded, you go, you have to go, all right, what should I do? And God said, I have sent so many men, but they have preached in their own names and not mine. You'll find Lord Rama came and everyone said, Ram, Ram, Ram. Lord Krishna came and they said, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Although in their teachings, they have said very clear-cut things, they somehow or other gave wrong impressions, I would say. The people began to worship them and not God. In Gita, which is the sum total of the teachings of Lord Krishna, He has referred to this point. One man came to me who was very much adept in Gita. He told me that he could not differentiate what Lord Krishna meant when he sometimes he said, come to me think of me. And sometimes he said, think of him. I told him, this is the very point that you have to follow. He has referred to him in an ambiguous way. I would say Krishna was here as an incarnation to carry out a mission to have the peaceful kingdom on earth where they could dwell. But the avatars did not speak directly of God. Christ did. My Father has sent me. That is his greatness. 10th Guru very clearly said, Kabir also said the same thing. Kabir says, I have been sent by God to convey his message to you. You see? So you'll find the majority of people are following only these gods. So masters never give the misconception that they are gods. Master may say, God is in him. It is he who works through him. It is his grace. All the same, we respect him because he is the very blessing from God in human form. He resides in every heart, but somewhere he is working, he is manifest. God already resides in you all, but as you are identified with physical body and outward things so much, you have forgotten your own selves. His work is just to withdraw you from outside, raise you up, give you a glimpse of God. You see, what the greatness of these real, note the word I'm using, real masters. Other saints do come for the time being to meet with the times. I'll give you an example. There is a king. He appoints a commander-in-chief. He also appoints viceroys. The appointing authority of both is the same, God or king, but their functions are different. Commander-in-chief fully knows that he has been appointed by the king to carry out what? When there are any disorders, to set them right, punish the wicked, and to give the virtuous a boost. That is his job, to set the world in order. What is the viceroy's work? A viceroy says, the king has ordered, I am conveying the orders of the king. The commander-in-chief says, I order. Fire control cease. He gives these orders, you see. You follow my point now? Kabir said, I have come only to convey the word of my master, of my father. Christ also speaks like that. 10th Guru has also clearly referred to his past birth. It is rarely that saints do this. They might have given a very hazy view of their past life, but not so clear as the 10th Guru gave it. That place has been found marked with a card. There is a valley of flowers, very perfumed outer atmosphere. There are four scenic hills, so they have found that place now. I was there. He came up, so they do come. What for? So that the people may not forget God. There is God. They have seen him. They give testimony that they have seen him. And people asked, where have you seen him? And he said, within this man body I have seen him. Why can't we see? Because our soul is under control of mind. Mind is under control of the outgoing faculties. And outgoing faculties are driven by the outward enjoyments. So, Master, the God in man's work is to withdraw your attention from outside for a while, raise you above the outgoing faculties and give you a glimpse of God. So that is why Christ said, those who have seen me have seen my Father. Is it not so? Once he further said, if you pray to God, he might give you or not. If you pray to God in my name, he may give you. These are his words. But if you ask me, you will surely have it. You follow what is meant by that? We have not seen God. We have not been fully convinced whether there is God or not. We pray, O God, We don't know to whom we are praying. We are not definite. If you pray to God in the name of the saints, then you have some conviction that there is God because masters say so. But if you seek God in Him, then you will surely have it. So follow the difference. Mark the difference of every word uttered by a saint. They say something with something definite in view. All the same, those who realize I and my Father are one, don't forget that there is God. Can a drop of water say, I am the ocean? It can say, we are part of the ocean. He is in us, we are in Him. Do you follow me? On this day we celebrate the birth of such a great saint, and the best way of celebration would be to be in tune with Him, to the God power that is one. I gave a talk in America on 25th December 1962. Master power, God power, or Guru power is the same power that works on human poles at different times. These poles are blessed through which it works from time to time, but that power, the Christ power, never dies. He never leaves you till the end of the world. When I first went to America, people asked, well, when is Christ returning? They said that He will return. So I put the question to them, has He ever left you? He said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. Did He not? Then what is the question of returning? That power works at different human poles from time to time to guide the child humanity. Is this not so? Guru Arjan collected the sayings of every saint on which he could lay his hands, collected them all together to form the six scriptures. They are all brothers in God, you see. We respect everybody. Those who come in the past, those who are now working, and those who may come in the future. After all, that very power works, does it not? So, have respect for all. I have respect for all. There is a God. You have at least seen some manifestations of the God into expression power. And that leads to where? From where that God came into expression. There was a vibration, and vibration resulted in light and sound. So blessed you are. You see, happy birthday, happy Christmas Day, but the best way to celebrate is to live in contact. There is a God, definitely. Saints say, you can see. And what is the criterion of such a saint? He can give you some demonstration. Lectures, long, tall talks are quite a different thing. That is speaking of the bread, not giving the bread itself. He must be able to give you something, little capital to start with. Where? Within you. Not telling you to wait that you will have in due course after years or after death. Who can give you some glimpse of it, more or less according to each man's background? Take him as a saint, you won't be deceived. So blessed you are following the same teachings that were given by all masters. In the book Naam or Word, I have given excerpts, quotations from the scriptures saying light and sound is the only way back to absolute God. Other yogas have their own scope, but this is direct contact. You have not to make any hypothesis nor infer that you see something. See and then say. Now we say something when we have not seen. And my time is up today. I will stop here. I was reading from Light of Kripal. I started with chapter 35 midway through, Be the Master of Yourself, and I continued up to chapter 36, Remember the God in Him. With His grace, I will continue with this the next time. Thank you for your patient hearing, and thank you, Master.
Thank you, Pradeep, for reading Master's inspiring words. There were 86 participants at this morning's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you to our Divine Master for bringing us together to receive his guidance and blessings.
So just think carefully, you see. I have nothing to impose on you. Just appeal to your common sense for your own good and for my pleasure. Why? My Master gave me the Godhead in this beauty. Whether I fail or not fail, it is not my job. I have to do my best. The God in me and you will be helped without asking for anything.